Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's Kyle Schutt. I play guitar for The Sword, and more recently, me and a bunch of my homies decided to do a heavy metal kind of psychedelic reimagining of Dark Side of the Moon, and we called it Doom Side of the Moon. Certainly not the first time Pink Floyd has been covered or reimagined. I kind of put together a list of Pink Floyd songs here for you that have been covered by other artists that that I kind of discovered before I discovered the original Floyd versions, like Voivod did a real famous one, and a band called Melvins, whom I adore, did another one, maybe even two. These are my picks. KUTX has given me control of the radio station for the hour. Suckers. I'm going to play some stuff off of the first Pink Floyd album. We're going to start with the first track off the first Pink Floyd record. It's called Astronomy Domini, and Voivod covered this one back in the 80s, and it was just a phenomenal sort of heavier, more metal version of the song. I thought it was great, and we're going to play it for you right now. This, taking you back to some of the Syd Barrett years.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Kyle Shutt from The Sword, and KUTX has given me the free rein to play whatever I want, as long as it was by Pink Floyd for the next hour. And that was Astronomy Domini off their first record, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, released August 5th, 1967. And 50 years later, my crazy little Pink Floyd cover band experiment is going to play a show honoring one of the best bands to ever play rock and roll at Emo's on August 5th. 2017 in Austin, Texas. We're called Doom Side of the Moon, and it's a sort of a heavy metal reimagining of the Dark Side of the Moon, but we're going to stick with a little bit of the Syd Barrett era for the time being. I'm going to play one of the most important songs, I think, in recorded music history. Actually, back in 1967, Pink Floyd took a club promoter who refused to pay them because he said that what they played wasn't music. They took him to court, and a judge actually ruled in favor of the promoter, saying that indeed what Pink Floyd played was not considered music. So legally, this isn't a song. I'm going to play it anyway, though. Melvins did a really great cover of it. So did a band called Kylesa. I think it's one of the most fun rock and roll songs ever recorded. It is just a complete noise freak out, and I can't believe KUTX is going to let me play it. We're going to do the whole thing in its entirety. I present to you Interstellar Overdrive.
Thank you.
And if that's not music, I don't know what is. My name is Kyle Shutt. I play guitar for The Sword, and you're listening to my KUTX. KUTX has let me come in here for an hour and play whatever the hell I want, which has just been proven by that last track. Interstellar Overdrive by Pink Floyd. That's the last one of the Syd Barrett years I'll play. We're going to take it up a little bit to an album called Metal, one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums. They had kind of like taken what you just heard and sort of as far as it could go with like Adam Hart Mother and things like that. So whenever they started doing this album Metal, which ended up being a soundtrack to a movie, it was much more subdued and much more melodic, and it sort of, I think, began what they were going to be doing with albums like Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here and things. So we're gonna play my favorite song off of Metal. It's called Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Time, and I'll climb that hill in my Just wait a while for the right day. And as I rise above the tree line and the clouds, I look down, hear the sound of the things you said today.
Love that chant at the end. My name is Kyle Shutt. I play guitar for The Sword, and KUTX has given me the helm for this hour. I'm playing any Pink Floyd song that I want. And we're going to stick with the soundtrack vibe. They, along with metal, they did another soundtrack, and it ended up being called Obscured by Clouds. We're going to do a double header. It's two great songs off of that record. One's called When You're In, and the other one's called The Gold. It's in the... I like songs with unnecessary punctuation. It's got a dot, dot, dot in there. So I like that. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hey, what's up? My name's Kyle Schutt from The Sword, and I am here playing air guitar in the KUTX studios. That was one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs. It's so short and sweet, and it's got some real tasty solos in it, which is kind of atypical for them. We're going to get to the part of the show that everybody's been waiting for, the dark side of the moon. Everybody's got a dark side of the moon story. What's yours? Call in now and tell it to me. I'm just kidding. We're pre-recording this. The Sword has been an awesome part of my life, but I got the idea to do a Pink Floyd cover band, but redone as kind of a heavy metal, psychedelic light show experience. You can't cover Pink Floyd without throwing a light show, and I think I got the idea after having a couple drags off a left-handed cigarette, and I wanted to hear a really heavy version of this next song I'm going to play. It's the third best song ever written. We're going to play the second best and the best song ever written here in a little bit, but let's start with the third best. This one's called Time. It's probably my favorite song off of The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
Song. My name is Kyle Schutt, and I play guitar for The Sword. KUTX has given me full rein to play any Pink Floyd songs that I want this hour. If you missed any of it or you want to see the playlist, anything like that, you can go to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. It can't get any easier than that. We're right in the middle of the Dark Side of the Moon era for Pink Floyd. That was the third best song ever written. Time. We're going to move on to the second best song ever written. One of my favorite things to do when I was a kid was to get this. I had a CD at the time, but if you hit play right when the MGM lion roars for the third time, you can watch it synced up with the Wizard of Oz. Everybody knows that, but not everybody's actually done it. It is pretty cool. A lot of them have commented, the Pink Floyd members, that there's no way they could have done that with the technology at the time. They couldn't reproduce the movie in the studio to do that, but the producer, Alan Parsons, actually said that they could do that because he saw them go into theaters with stopwatches and notepads and make soundtracks to other movies like with Metal and Obscured by Clouds. So who knows what really happened. But I think my favorite part of that story is that after all these years, Roger Waters still has the same thing to say about it. He just says, no comment. So this is Us and Them, the second best song ever written.
And you.
without. And who deny it's what the fighting's all about?
Oh, I love that song so much. That was Us and Them, obviously, by Pink Floyd. Everybody knows that song. I had to play it anyway, though, off one of the best albums of all time, The Dark Side of the Moon. My name's Kyle Shutt from The Sword, and you're listening to my KUTX. They have let me come in here for an hour to play some of my favorite Pink Floyd tunes in hopes of blowing up my Doom Side of the Moon show. I covered the entire Dark Side of the Moon as a heavy metal psychedelic kind of reimagining, and we're doing the whole thing as a laser light show at Emo's in Austin, Texas on August 5th, and it's going to be awesome. You should come out. I was looking for an excuse to throw a laser party, and this was the best way to do it. We're going to take a break from counting down the top three best songs ever written. We're going to put one in here off of an album called Wish You Were Here. It's called Have a Cigar, and just being in the music industry for so many years at this point, this one really hits close to home, and I think it's great. This one's actually a little bit of Pink Floyd trivia. It's sung by Roy Harper of Led Zeppelin fame, hats off to Harper, from Led Zeppelin 3. He was in the studio, at the same studio that Pink Floyd was doing Wish You Were Here in, and apparently Roger Waters was having a hard time doing the vocals, so he went and tapped Roy for it, and apparently he's always regretted that decision, even though I love this song. It's called Have a Cigar.
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kyle Shutt from The Sword, and you are listening to my KUTX. They have had me in here for the last hour playing all my favorite Pink Floyd songs. If you missed any of it or you just want to hear it again, you can go to KUTX.org and look for my KUTX. They had me on here because I have put together a heavy metal psychedelic version of Dark Side of the Moon that I'm calling Doom Side of the Moon. We have a whole band. It's got members of Hard Proof and Brownout, Croy and the boys, and of course some of my fellow bandmates from The Sword. It has been an honor to be in here, being a guest DJ, and believe me, I am just as surprised as you are that they asked me to come in here. We are going to end with the greatest song ever written. They wrote a chorus so good they only had to sing it once. And if you disagree with me, then you are wrong. This is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it is it.
I'm sure of it.
Think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?